G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, May 27. I'm John Barker. Joining me once again, Joel Marshall. We promised you that Carl Diorio would be back this week, but clearly got a bit of housekeeping to catch up on. A little bit too busy for the podcast today, unfortunately. But Joel, no doubt you've been going so well that we only need you.
Oh, I don't know, the last few weeks have been a bit quiet, to be honest, but hopefully we can find a few winners. Eagle Farm Saturday, of course, takes centre stage, and well, it's just going to be interesting to see what the track throws up. I don't know if they've had too much rain there this week, but we're sort of sitting on a heavy. They're hoping to get back to soft, but either way, you're going to need to handle cut in the ground, and well, you know, even a lot of trainers say horses that handle the wet sometimes don't even handle that particular surface the way it is at the moment. So I think horses that are maybe proven at the track, that have run and run well, might be ones to follow on Saturday. And big race, big fields too, also going to make things pretty difficult there on Saturday.
Also pretty valuable if you can find a winner, and as you say, Eagle Farm very much taking centre stage. I guess the other features are at Ladbrokes Park, the Australian Hurdle and Steeplechase. But we will certainly start at Eagle Farm. We'll take you right through the black type event of building up to a brand new Group 1, the Darley Kingsford Smith Cup. So we start in race 2, and that's the Program Property Services Lord Mayor's Cup, 1600 Group 3. And set weights, John.
Yeah, interesting race. We've got three of these coming through the Scone Cup. Duke of Valentinois won that race. Pajaro was third, Amavatio was sixth. They both get a bit of a turnaround in weights on the winner, so I think they might be able to beat him home. I've gone with 4 Pajaro. It was a good third. He was trying to do the double. He won the Scone Cup third up last year. Didn't quite happen this time around, but certainly ran well. And I think he gets his chance on Saturday to beat 2 Amavatio, 3 Duke of Valentinois. Number 10 Mystic Opal is scratched, do note, who was in my selections in the Winning Post, but has come out. Number 1 Religiophile, throw in for fourth. 1600 on wet track would be the query with him.
Race 3 is the Mitavite BRC Size Produce Stakes, 1400 metres. It is at level weights, but it's a Group 2 these days. And we find, with 18 to face the starter, no winner, because there's going to be value if you can find any winner. And your value bet comes up here, and that's number 13, Pierrata.
Yeah, very tough race. You can make a case for so many, and we've got a couple of Kiwis thrown into the mix to make things even harder. So look, a very tough race, but number 13 Pirata from the Greg Hickman yard, she showed ability at the trials back in the spring. They didn't race, they didn't race him. He came back, his debut was quite sound. He then won at Randwick on Anzac Day. He's had nearly 5 weeks since then, but he's had a nice trial, and Corey Brown rode him that day. He retains the ride. So yeah, I'm just going to back him each way. Very tough race. 1 Tangled was strong off a fast pace, beating All Too Hoying last time out. I think they can both run well, so I've put them in for second and third. And for fourth, number 9, the unbeaten Kiwi, Gigi Phoenix, who's 3 from 3, drawn the horror gate, but certainly looks very smart. If Italia Bella gets a run, probably promote her to on top selection. She did a good job for us as a value bet a couple of weeks ago. She's a promising filly, but not sure she'll get a run.
Race 4 at Eagle Farm on Saturday is the Channel 7 Premier's Cup, a Group 3 over 2200.
Yeah, most of these come through the chairmans a couple of weeks ago, where Stampede led home the chairman and Chocanti, and I think all those three will run really well again. I'm just giving one who was out of the money that day another chance, Feltre. He's been reasonably good to follow. He's had the 3 runs this prep. Last time in, he finished that campaign with a close second on Magic Millions Day, and he's had the 3 runs back. He should be near his peak. I thought he would improve a bit more last start, but Stampede was sort of running from the front, and nothing really made ground. I think Feltre is a horse who has proven at Eagle Farm. He won a race during this carnival last year, so he might be an improver. 10 to beat 3, 8 and 9.
Your best bet, Joel, comes up in the 5th. That's the first leg of the quaddie. It is the Mullins Lawyers Grand Prix Stakes, 2200. For 3-year-olds at level weights, the big Queensland Derby lead-up, and here you think Order Again can go one better.
Yeah, I think you can turn the tables on Shocking Luck from the Rough Habit a fortnight ago. I don't see anything else from that race playing a part in the finish. Order again, he was excellent. He blitzed his rivals at Eagle Farm in midweek grade over the 1500. Second up, he then stepped quickly to the 2000 and made a lot of ground from the back. Shocking Luck showed a really good turn of foot, the Kiwi, and put the race to bed. But Order again was closing late, and I think Back to Eagle Farm can see him turn the tables. I'm going to throw number 12, Top of the Range, in for second, just ahead of Shocking Luck. He's a nice horse, a work in progress, won his first two down in Melbourne this prep. Went to Sydney and just was okay there. His last 100 metres was okay. He was a bit flat when the sprint went on. That was his first run going the Sydney or Brisbane direction. Blinkers go on. Mike Moroney stable worth keeping very safe in the Queensland Winter Carnival. Shocking Luck in for third, a number one prized icon. Clearly the class colt, already a Derby winner. He's got to go in the mix as well.
Race 6 at Eagle Farm on Saturday, second leg of the Quaddie, Glen Logan Park Stud Stakes for fillies and mares at 1300, a Group 3.
Yeah, another tricky race. I've gone 6 Thames Court, come up with a tricky gate, but that might not be too much of an issue there on Saturday. She's a talented mare. She ran really well in the spring. They stepped her up to Group 1 company. She finished a close fourth in the Sir Rupert Clark. She's come back this prep with some good efforts, runner-up to Silent Sedition. She then went to Sydney, and a couple of her runs were okay without figuring in the money. She's had a bit of a freshen. She's had a jump out down in Victoria and travelled up to Queensland last week. Has settled in well and worked well, according to her trainer, and going to have a little something each way on Thames Court. To beat 8 Raymond, top quality filly, 2 from 3 this prep. She's been given a bit of a freshen since the Sydney Carnival. Thought she'd opened up reasonably short around the 340. I'd want a bit better to be stepping in against this sort of quality, but she's certainly a key hope. 14 Eckstein, another talented filly. She had the 60 kilos on her back at Scone, was giving weight away to all of her rivals. I thought she ran well. And 7 Turbo Miss. She was pretty good last start coming back in trip, and I think she'll be hitting the line strongly.
The big one is race 7, Daly Kingsford Smith Cup. This one is over 1300 at Eagle Farm, so it takes the place on the calendar of the Doomben 10,000, and like the Doomben 10,000, it's at weight for age, and it's over a very similar distance, but it is at Eagle Farm. So as I've written in your winning post and best bets this week, we can probably throw history out the window. And one horse we can't throw out the window, Joel, is the young Hinchinbrook horse, Derren.
Yeah, well, I've put him on top. Look, without a great deal of confidence, he's a talented three-year-old. He's been up for a while, but he got those two wins during the Sydney Carnival. The miss in between was against the big boys in the TJ, and he wasn't disgraced there behind Chautauqua. And then they stepped him up again to the Group 1 level last start, and he hit the line strongly in the 10,000. He's drawn nicely, can handle the wet ground. As long as he's still got a bit of left in the tank, I think he'll run really well. To beat 8 Jungle Edge, just an absolute swimmer. Back to his normal tactics of leading last week and just never in doubt. The wetter the better for him. 1 Blackheart Bart, backing up quickly from his Goodwood miss last week. He wasn't certainly wasn't disgraced, but I think back to a weight for age suits him better. And 14 Impending, the three-year-old colt. His Sydney autumn was okay without sort of living up to the hype, but he's trialled nicely. Looks to have freshened up well, so we'll include him as well. Hopfgarten might be next best for your multiples because he does love Eagle Farm.
And we finish with one that is really no easier, and that is Race 8, Sky Racing Fred Best Classic 1400 for three-year-olds at Group 3 level, and level weights, and 18 will face the star.
Yeah, a bit of a raffle this. You can make a case for many. I've gone for 12, Billy the Kid. Horse I've always had a bit of time for. He ran well first up. He drew the outside last time. They went back on him. He had no hope after that. He worked to the line okay. There behind good standing. Barriers reversed on Saturday. He's drawn barrier 1. Yeah, whether that's going to be a huge plus, I'm not sure if they're getting away from the inside. But at least it means he can posse up close, which is where he likes to certainly race. So 12 Billy the Kid on top from 8 Teixeira, who was good at the Gold Coast, hitting the line once he got out. 19 Bella Joya, the Kiwi filly. She's got a bit of talent. She's got a bit of a turn of foot too. She might be an outsider worth including. And 14 River Racer, the old favourite. She's stuck on 1 win. She's very honest. She's worth thought for the multiples.
All right, and just repeating Joel's best at Eagle Farm, race 5, number 9, Order Again. Value bet, race 3, number 13, Pirata. Ladbrokes Park, the venue for Melbourne racing on Saturday. Not often we say that. And it is because we have a couple of the time-honoured winter features at Sandown, and that is the Australian Steeplechase and the Australian Hurdle, and these drawn fairly compact fields of 8 and 9 respectively, but we don't have, as we often have, a raging odds-on favourite in either of them, and indeed it's $3.60 the field in the Australian Steeplechase, Joel, with ZM leading the way. My Stephen Pateman has a column in Winning Post, as you would know if you're a regular buyer of the paper, and this week he's very confident about ZM, but he's just saying with fewer jumps, fewer fences to get over, longer spaces between them, it is a bit different to Oakbank and Warrnambool Bull, and he's a little bit scared of Vatu Vei. How did you go here, John?
Vatu Vei, well, that's interesting because he's a really good heavy tracker. Vatu Vei, we're not going to get heavy track on Saturday, I wouldn't have thought. But look, I've gone number three now, and Zen, newcomer to the chases, to the steeple fences. He's obviously been a good hurdler. He missed most of last season after recording a dominant win at Oakbank. They put him out, obviously, he had a bit of an injury concern, and he's come back this time in. He's had the last run on the flat. I thought his effort at the Bull was really, really good, though. And yeah, going to put now in Zen. He's still got a bit of upside at the Chase and Caper. So we've gone for him to beat number two, ZM, number four in for third, Gold Medals, and number one, Wells, who, look, gives weight away to all of his rivals. He probably wants it a bit wetter and probably deeper into the jumps campaign. We'll see the best of him. But he's going all right. It was a good run on the flat last time.
Similar numbers for me, but ZM on top, number two to beat Wells. Six, Vatu Vei, and three, Now and Zen. Race four is the other jumps feature. That's the Australian Hurdle. Both of these over 3,400 metres. And we do have a fairly warm, though not odds-on, favourite here in the Darren Weir train, number two, Renew.
Yeah, put him on top. He backs up off the run last week in the Ramsden, where he was really well-backed. He got into a really tight quote and was well-beaten there, so he was expected to go all right. But despite being disappointing, back to the jumping caper, you've got to have him on top. He just looks a very smart jumper in the making, unbeaten from three starts. So he's on top of number six, Earthbound, who said the three runs back on the flat. He's ready to get to the jumps now. He was a pretty good performer this time last year. Did run third in this race behind Archfire. Number five, Honey Steals Gold, who beat Earthbound last season in a jumps race at Morfordville. He was good in the Gallywood, and number one, Archfire. Disappointed in the Gallywood, but certainly class jumper. He goes in next best.
Number two for me, Renew as well, to beat one, Archfire, seven, John Monash, and five, Honey Steals Gold. What else did you like on the Ladbrokes Park program?
Keen on Relito in race two, number 15. Made her my best. She's a talented mare. She had the one run this time in. That was back on April 5 on the heavy 10, and she ran well, but not sure that she was overly comfortable on the ground. The Godolphin team didn't press on. I'm sure they had some, maybe little black tight goals with her through that autumn, but they didn't press on. They've given her a bit of a freshen up. Her two trials in Sydney have been really, really good, and I think she can measure up to better company than this. So she's my best. My value is Strike Force in the last race, nine, number 11. Not a bad field this, with Data Point and Thelberg certainly going to be hard to beat, but Strike Force, of course, it's always shown plenty of ability and had a really good campaign last prep. I think he just went to that next level. He might even improve again this time. In first up, 1,400 should really suit. He hasn't been away from the scene that long, so he's my value. And the other one that I was keen to have a little look at was race 8, number 5, What a Shock. He was really good behind Witchy Turf at Flemington last prep. He went to the front last start and won well. I think they'll press forward again with the claim, and at the $7, he might beat Widgie Turf this time around.
Well, I hope not, because Widgie Turf is my best. I got third up at 1,400 metres. It was a good formula for that galloper, and my value bet, I'm going up against you as well in race 9, but probably not, because I probably won't get a run. I've got the third emergency here, number 19, Orient Lane. In Sydney, we venture across to Royal Randwick, and there is a black type race here. That is race 7, Fujitsu Air Conditioning Mackell Cup, 2,400 metre listed event, usual suspects lineup.
Yeah, number 6, Broadside here, and I made him my best for the card. He's a lightly raced ex-Kiwi that just keeps You know, stepping up to the plate, he showed good promise last time in. He had the two runs back. He looked ready to go close last week at Rose Hill, and he won impressively. Out to the 2400, nice drop in weight to the 53. I think he'll take plenty of catching from one allergic who's been posted up there by himself with the 59 kilos, with top of the list not accepting. And that's a tough ask, but he's honest, he'll run well. 5 Danger and 7 Soviet Courage are getting fitter, and the 2400 should suit that pair.
And your value bet comes up in the next. That's race 8, number 8, Hieroglyphics.
Yeah, look, she's a mare that really saves her best for early in her campaign. She's been 7 weeks between runs now, so almost first up by the 8-week rule, and she, I think she can improve here. Her form was really good early in the campaign, had a couple of black type runs, and she wasn't all that disgraced last time out in a strong race behind Secret Agenda and Miss Rock, which is a good form line. So off that freshen, just think Hieroglyphics might be able to improve. A couple of the others that I liked at the Randwick program were Prometheus, race 3, number 10, and Nardu, race 2, number 1. A roughie on the comeback trail, had a long time off, and in her right grade, she can run a bit of a race on Saturday if she's ready.
All right, they're racing on the Parks track at Morfordville on Saturday. Have you had a look at this, or do we just...
I have not, so we better read out Carl's tips.
Okay, Carl's best is race 6, number 8, Mystified, second up for Ryan Balfour, and his value bet comes up in race 7, marked at $11 in your winning post for John O'Connor and Joe Bowditch. Also second up, that's number 10, House of Wax. Finally, we've moved across the road. The tables and chairs are in place at Belmont, Joel, and that'd be a good thing for punters. Nice fresh deck to work on, you would think.
Yes, it would be. No black type racing, but might be a black type race next week, I think. They get into it pretty quickly there. My best for Belmont is Sweet Aura, race 3, number 8. Got a good strike rate, although hasn't added to that this prep. She's perhaps been a little bit disappointing, but her latest run was really good and gets a big drop in weight, down to the 52.5. I'm just hoping that can be the key to her breaking through for a win this time in. And value bet, we'll stick with Metallic Queen. She's done a pretty good job for us this time in, placing at good odds both times. Came back to the 1,000 metres last week, and she was hitting the line really well. The winner was impressive. I think the step up to 1,300 will really play into Metallic Queen's hands. And yeah, she's worth another each way bet.
All right, earlier in the day across the Tasman, they are racing in both Auckland and Wellington at Ellerslie and Trentham, respectively.
Yeah, we've got a listed race at Ellerslie, Great Northern Foals Stakes for the 2-year-olds over 1,400. And conveniently enough, my best bet comes up in this race. I think it's a two-horse race. I think there's some nice types in it. It's a couple of horses that can run well, but I think there's two key winning hopes. Number one, Horseman, and 4, So Far So Cool. So look, I've made Horseman my best bet just because I couldn't really find anything else on the card to make my best bet. I think he's a really promising sort. He hit the line strongly first up at Tarapa. The winner's 2 from 2, and we'll be seen in Melbourne with Mick Price very shortly. And I think Horseman out to the 1400 will really suit him. So Far So Cool did bolt in last start and certainly is the hardest to beat. My value bet is Poker Face, race 6, number 17. Impressed, coming from last, first up, had to duck and weave and got there right on the line. I think may have come back a better horse this prep, Poker Face, so it could be worth following. And the other meeting is at Trentham. My best bet is Tip the Dancer, race 2, number 8, down in weight after the claim. I think, yeah, should be going very close. And my value bet is Melicanto, race 7, number 10. Two runs back from a spell, showed nice improvement last start and should just about be ready.
All right, that wraps up a big Saturday around Australasia. There is plenty of racing from Friday to Sunday around Australia, and it's all covered in your winning post, only just though, because so many horses at so many venues, Joel, but we've managed to stuff them all in there somehow with our usual great Friday, Saturday, Sunday coverage. The main feature on Sunday, speaking of plenty of horses, on a 10-race, 150-odd acceptor, Echuca Cup, is the Moama Bowling Club Echuca Cup. Did you have a look at that at all?
Yeah, heart starter. I think it would be pretty hard to beat. Former Perth horse, over-raced badly first up. That was the race that stablemate fellow Perth horse Star Exhibit won at Caulfield. They dropped him back to the 1,200 metres in Adelaide last start, and he was doing his best work late. The freshness should be out of him now. 1,400 third up should be ideal. I think he'll be too good for that lot.
And there's also the Nowra Cup on Sunday as well. Alan Pearce for winning post. Again, he's going with the top weight there as well. And that is number one, Lofty's Menu. So don't forget to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. There is a couple of Q&As in this week. One with Chris Munts and an absolute cracker with the newly inducted Hall of Fame member JJ Miller. Both of those interviews conducted by Paul Richards. Do not miss that. And finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. How did I go last week? Again, I just can't remember.
Good question.
I think the Little Engine was the only winner I tipped, and I don't think that was my bet. But I went $10 each way. Char Hitzy got scratched. Is he in fact running in the Echuca Cup on Sunday? But is drawn wide.
Yeah.
Forgetting all that, I'm not going to go for Widgie Turf, seeing you are keen to get it knocked off. I'll go for Ladbrokes Park Hills Lakeside, race 5, number 6, Goothland.
Yeah, I think Haradaful was my best last week. Just can't believe Extra Zero burst through and won. And, you know, how could you be dirty seeing Extra Zero when it was a good result for those, unless you were on Haradaful. But we'll go Order Again in the Grand Prix at Eagle Farm, race 5, number 9. I think you can win this and race his way into favouritism for the Derby.
Okay, well, have a great weekend, everybody. You're back, plenty of winners. We'll be back next week, hopefully with Carl on the Preview Podcast.